Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, welcome everybody. There's a million reasons why a person should not be in a nursing home. We're going to talk about some of those reasons tonight. And not only to help and protect those of us who wind up in nursing homes, but to help and protect the people who are burdened with the financial end of it. And it shouldn't be. It doesn't have to be. See, that's the beauty of Inner Sight. We're not just telling you, help the disabled. We're trying to bring about a way that would help people who are disabled without burdening people to pay for it. And that's one of the things I told the reporter today from the local Islip paper, Bulletin. And I want to thank Mariana. I think she did a great job interviewing me, and that article is supposed to come out next week. I also want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for being part of the article. I greatly appreciate that, and I think it's going to help advance Inner Sight to a higher level. So, nursing homes, people that have to pay for it, tax money, wasted money, because once you're in the clutches of a nursing home, you don't have a choice about what kind of medical care you're going to get. They decide for you. And the only thing they decide is you're going to get drugs and many, many times unnecessary operations or procedures. Happens every day of the week because you're in a realm that's the only thing that they know. Now, if you were in your own home, you wouldn't have to go that way. You'd have the choice, more freedom of a choice to get alternative types of help, which I would say 95% of the time is more effective and better for you. So there you have one big reason why a person should not be put into a nursing home. Their health, the medical, every person that goes into a nursing home goes in there with the idea that that's where they're going to die. That's what the law dictates. That's why they take away all your possessions. You're not allowed to have anything. And, you know, including your living quarters, your apartment or whatever it is. And if you have a home, they'll go after that. They'll try to get that. Sure, there are ways to protect those things. But many people who want to do that don't have the means. And then what are you protecting it for? To give to somebody else? You ever get out of that nursing home? And then, of course, once you do get out, if you're lucky enough to get out, in unraveling all the red tape that's involved, how do you know that you're going to stay out? How do you know that the programs, so-called, that are in place that are supposed to help you, how do you know those programs are going to stay that way? They're going to keep on. How do you know they're not going to change their criteria and some politicians are going to come along and say, no, people are better off in the nursing home. I mean, there are people who believe that. You know, a lot of them do. So there's no guarantee that even if you get out, that you're going to be able to stay out. And I'll give you one big reason why. See, what's happening here is the agencies that are supposed to provide the hours for you, they evaluate you, figure out how many hours you're going to need. They got to stay within the guidelines. All right? They can maybe recommend 24/7 care. That doesn't mean you're going to get it, because the answer to that is to stay in a nursing home. That's the state's answer to it. So right there, you got two strikes against you in staying out of the nursing home. And then what happens is the agency that provides the home care and the hours, as soon as the state steps in and cuts the hours, you know, or says you can't have a certain amount of time, the agency doesn't back you up. They're not going to go against that. They go along with the state. Now, every agency that is providing home health care, every agency should have a sister organization that raises money, you know, a nonprofit that raises money so that if the person needs more time, more health care, home care, and the state won't pay for it, the agency can step in and say, okay, we've raised the money, we'll pay for it. If these agencies really gave a damn about the disabled, they wanted to keep you out of a nursing home, that's what they would do. And the government can't stop them from having another corporation. You know, that's legal, perfectly legal, and they could even do it through InterSight. Help us raise the money. Get together and let's do a campaign. Every agency that's supposed to be there, if they really want to help people who are disabled and help the average taxpayer, they would establish another corporation with the mission statement to keep people out of nursing homes. The money is there. It can only be used for that purpose. And it would be there for that purpose. That way, there would be a guarantee that if the state doesn't meet the needs of the person, the provider, as they call it, of the home health aides would step in and say, no, we're going to take care of it. It's out of your hands. You have nothing to do with it. Now, that concept works. It would work. It would be a blessing. It would keep people out of nursing homes. Why don't they do it? See, it's the same old question. If the agencies know that they can make money on helping us and they still don't do it, there's another element there. It's an element of evil. They don't want to help us. They don't want to be bothered with us. That's what's really going on. Otherwise, why wouldn't they do it? They can fundraise. They can make millions of dollars with something like that. And we would help them. Inner Sight would volunteer to do the PSAs on it. We could produce them ourselves, right in the studio. Why don't these people wake up? The burden of people of taxes and the money that's wasted on these programs. Because after all is said and done, you don't have a guarantee that you're not going to go back into a nursing home unless the money is there to support that guarantee. That's the only way it's going to happen. When we come back, we'll talk about some other reasons why people shouldn't be in nursing homes. All right, Inner Sight, live around the world, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085, my buddy Gary. And if you go to his Facebook, he's been trying to raise funds to help a dog. You can get more details on that by calling for 631-484-3085, or go to the Facebook and check it out. Dog food, cat food, medical. Nobody starves on Long Island. Hey, the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Great, great place. If you want to adopt an Akita, if you need just a good old pet dog or a service dog, get the right Akita. They're very, very willing to serve. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue. Check them out. Remember all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, little Tommy, Ollie, Avante. And I don't know, we're going to try to check and see if 15-year-old Michael Tyler Peterson has been safely returned home. Try to get some info on that, as we talked about last night. Tyler, autistic. We'll check up on that. I'd like to get some more details about that. You know, why was the child allowed to wander out on his own?
Yeah.
I don't know what the details are on that, but we'll try to find out. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Watch over them. And go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Let's see, Civil Rights, James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662. You have any questions about the civil rights law? You can give Jim a call. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Good number to keep handy. Inner Sight.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see, some of our friends are Beccaro's. Sutton Insurance, Sunset Restaurant, Islip Cleaners, local right here, Touro Law Center, and Suffolk Bus Corp, of course, and many, many others.
Mm-hmm.
We got a list now of people who have contributed. My buddy Tony, retired from his business.
Oh, that's cool. He did?
So, building a list of people who helped. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information on that subject. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. All right, Able News.
Yep.
Around the world.
Okay. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has... what do they call that?
They call it whatever you want.
Okay. They have a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, and they got a calendar of events. Yeah, yeah. You can inquire about that. ABLE News. Inner Sight, talking tonight about some of the reasons why people should not be in nursing homes. And one of the biggest reasons, you know, it's so hard to pick out reason number one, reason number two, reason number three, because they're all up in the category of horrible. But one of the biggest reasons, it interrupts somebody's life. It tears you from your family. It takes away your possessions, whatever little people have, you know, and valuable possessions. It takes your money, your disability, money that you have earned, money that you lived your life for as a disabled person.
Right. Contributed taxes too. You know?
What?
And contributed taxes. You know, you earn money.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you paid
taxes. Yeah.
All your life.
Yeah.
How many people didn't want to pay taxes for nursing homes, and the money was used for that? You had no choice.
Right.
You know, I wonder how many people would if they did a survey, you know, would decide, no, I don't want to pay taxes for nursing homes. Let people stay in their own home.
Right.
You know, turn the tide.
Right.
Let
That'd
people stay where they belong, and let the agencies chip in and you know, reduce the expenditure of the government.
Right.
So many people that you talk to will tell you the government wastes money.
Well, of course.
It happens every day.
Yeah.
And these nursing homes is a big waste on money. And unnecessary.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a person get sick. If you really need it, you know, most of the time stay away from it. You got hospitals.
Right.
You don't need a nursing home.
You know what bothers me? Okay. You get thrown into that mix. And I'll give you how it works, okay? You're in a hospital, all right? And they take you to the physical therapist comes to the room, okay? And there it is. That's it. It's over. Because once the physical therapist comes to the room, they do a full evaluation on you. They want to make sure if you're ready to be, you know, to be able to be in your house alone. That's the key right there. If you're ready, okay? And if you're able to take care of yourself. Now, if they decide that you're not able to take care of yourself for whatever reason, you go to a nursing home. And then the
suppose another therapist comes in and says, no, I don't agree with you. This person should be in their own home.
Well, you know,
what
often they get a third therapist, and then, say, for example, they agree with the first therapist. And that's really a pain in the butt because they have to get a third therapist to see that if that's right or wrong. And if the third therapist comes in and agrees with the first therapist, then I guess you go home. And what happens if he agrees with the first therapist?
Then you got it. Then you have a legal thing. Now you're going to go to court.
Yeah, they have it. Right. That's
now
you're going
to have a court battle over it.
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
All because... the nursing home is there.
Right.
See, if the nursing home wasn't there, look at all the money you'd save.
That's right.
You wouldn't have
that's
that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Exactly.
This only happens because the damn nursing homes are there.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever happened to, if a person needs a rehab, whatever happened to you go... to the hospital, let's say you had an injury, you know,
right.
You're in there, you go to the rehab, and then after that, you go home. Who the hell needs a nursing home? You don't need that.
No, but
you
that's
don't
the way it
need
to
that.
When,
it's only a way for people to make money.
Right. And you know how it used to be. You just automatically went to the rehabilitation. You got your rehabilitation, and you went home, okay? That's the way it used
when
to be.
When was that? You said it was used
when
to be.
I was
when
younger.
Was that?
That was when I was younger, about 20 years ago. Yeah.
Now, nah, these nursing
okay.
homes have been around longer than that. What are you talking about? They've been around since the 1800s.
Listen, let me explain.
When did they start
if
the first
if your insurance
nursing?
Only gives a limited number of days that you are allowed to be in a rehabilitation like mine was, they only gave it, let's see, about 60 days of rehabilitation approximately, right? Then
no, there's the money
to
again.
Go, there it is. Then you're forced to go into the long-term area. Heaven forbid you are
not if you have the money. There it is again.
Right. Yeah.
There's the whole damn thing. Not if there's a fund that the agency raises.
Right.
You know? And the government puts in half.
Mm-hmm.
You only go to the damn places because you don't have the money to stay out of it.
Right.
That's the whole thing. That's
right.
All it is.
I was.
It's not about somebody's health. It's about the money.
Well, I had an argument for me to go and just get respiratory therapy. And I couldn't go to the place and just get respiratory therapy as an inpatient because the outpatient people refused me to get respiratory therapy as an outpatient. So it was just so... I don't know how to say it. Just
did you have the money?
I'm trivial. No, I didn't.
There's the answer.
There's
if you
the
had
answer.
The money, believe me, you wouldn't have
that. You know
why
problem. They refused me? I'll tell you exactly why. They said I couldn't transfer onto the equipment, and they were right. I could not transfer onto their equipment because I was too weak. They wanted me to go to rehabilitation to strengthen.
If you had
the
money, you would have had people to help you transfer.
Yeah, I know. They're so stupid.
There's the answer.
I know. They wanted me to go to regular.
Get rid of these damn nursing homes and let people be in their own home.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, it's worth repeating. Every agency that's providing home health care should, by law, the ADA should have dictated this.
Mm-hmm.
Every agency providing ours must have a sister organization to to raise money. This should have been in the ADA, to raise money to protect the person from winding up in a nursing home. There's the answer.
Well, right before I came on to, I was a little late, I get a call from the TBI program. These people are working late. I'll tell you something, because something must be going on. They working until late, late hours, and they're going to call me tomorrow, and they're going to start at, you know, at 3 o'clock. So I'm like, why is this woman calling me so damn late?
Wait a minute. Who's TBI? What the hell is that?
No, TBI, traumatic brain injury, because I had a stroke. She's talking to me tomorrow at 3 o'clock. She starts late, she said.
What are they going to do for you?
They're going to talk to me. And that's what she's part
talk,
of the program.
Talk don't mean a damn thing. Tell me.
No,
you know,
wait, listen.
Tell
she said to
put,
me.
Put the money in an account in my name.
I know. I'm going
to
tell her.
To stay out of the freaking nursing home.
That's
anything
it, right?
Short of that, they're not doing a damn thing for you.
I know. But she said to me,
tell them,
that's what it is.
This is what you're going to do.
No,
this is my life.
Not.
You get money because of me. This is what you're going to do.
That's right. But you know what?
That's how you have to talk to these
people. You know what she said to me? That's what it means. I said, then what I'm going to do, this is what I told her, that I want you to write it on every single piece of the papers. That's what I said to her. So we'll work on that.
You want
tomorrow.
Her to do what? I can't understand you.
She said to
your
me, we'll
all
write it
up.
On all the papers.
Write what on all the papers?
That she has. I find that hard to believe, but she said she would do it.
I don't understand
I'm
what
sorry.
You're saying. What is she going to write? What do you want her to write?
I said to her, you know, I find it hard to believe that this TBI, traumatic brain injury program, is the same as the nursing home waiver and diversion program. She said, why? I said, because when I was looking at that program, it said, its name means that you're keeping people out. This doesn't say anything like that. Are you really going to keep people out of nursing homes? She said, yes, that's what our goal is. I said, okay, you're going
to
write it
well,
on everything,
well, then tell
right?
them to put the money in your name. Because
that's
you know
right,
what could happen tomorrow? The politicians could decide, oh, we don't need this program anymore.
Right. I told her that. She said to me, I'll write it on every single thing. I said, how do I know?
No. You want the money in your name. How much money is available to keep you out of the nursing home?
She didn't tell me. I said, I'm
well,
going
what
on
you
to
my find
own
out.
Podcast.
That's
going
what
to
you
got to
find out.
Yeah, I got to find out, yeah.
That's the question. And then you say, I want that money in my name, and what you can write is it's only to be used for one purpose.
Keep me out of a nursing home.
Keep me out of the nursing home. But it stays there. Then you know.
Yeah, then I'm guaranteed.
Then you have a guarantee. But I'll bet you anything they won't do it.
I know she won't, but that's besides the point.
They'll lose their job.
That's right.
They'll lose their damn job because the whole thing is phony.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to have some fun tomorrow, so let me have some fun.
You tell them, put it on Inner Sight. You tell them Inner Sight wants the money in an account in your name.
Mm-hmm.
To keep you out of the nursing home and everybody
so
else.
I have a question
too.
For you. Do you really
just
think that
you.
She's going to do that?
No,
sorry.
She's not going to do it. But the point is, if you tell her to do it and she doesn't, we could put that on the air.
Yes, we can.
There's the answer.
That is the answer.
Yeah? And you know what? Tell her it won't work. Tell her. Let's start another corporation. Make it a system.
Yeah, we should.
Of
yeah,
you.
We should.
And then do
that.
It. What's she going to say to that?
Nothing.
She's not allowed
she
to start
nothing.
A corporation?
That's right. Yeah.
That's a legal entity. You're
That's
allowed
right.
to start another corporation.
But you know what? She's the head of that. She is the head of that organization. She could start whatever she wants. Really.
Yeah. Well, Then tell her to do it.
Conceivably, yeah.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
These people never get any help.
I know.
Because first of all,
she's the head
all
of
the red
that,
tape,
and she said to me,
so,
I run everything.
Wait a minute, let me finish my thought.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear
all
you.
The,
sorry.
People never get any help because all of the red tape that transpires,
yeah.
By the time they get the damn help, most of them die.
Right.
See? And the state operates like that. They know it.
Know.
Just like they know it with the vaccine, that X
right.
amount of people are going to die. See, the whole damn thing works the same way. They got it all figured
yeah.
out.
I know.
Whereas if the money is in your name, in the person's name, not just you, it should be everybody, in the person's name,
yeah.
Here's your money, call it, you know, stay out of the nursing home fund.
It's true.
In the person's name, and they keep adding
okay.
to it.
Yeah.
You fundraise, and you add to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
There's the guarantee that you won't need a nursing home.
Right.
Anything other than that is phony and a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
Inner yep. Sight, 213-816-1650. So many reasons why a person
no, I know.
Shouldn't be in a nursing home. But the you know one of the most vital reasons is because your health deteriorates.
That's right.
You don't get enough exercise or sun.
No,
you don't get
you don't
the proper care
nope.
because you're not allowed to have your home health aide when you're in a nursing home.
That's right. Yeah.
See, all these
sad.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
And they're
so
trying
much
to,
more.
They're,
I can't even begin
they're trying
to
give people a bunch of bull.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to write something on a paper? What the hell does that mean? Doesn't mean
nothing.
Put the money in an account. That's
yeah.
the only thing that means anything.
That's right.
If I save up $1 million, let's say $5 million, and I put it in an account,
yeah.
and, I, and it's labeled to keep me out of a nursing home, that money's
yeah.
there.
Right.
You know, and I can fundraise on it. Let's say I do it through Inner Sight. I fundraise on it
yeah.
as the years go by. Every year I add maybe 10, 15 grand.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
to keep me out of the damn place.
Right.
I'm going to have the money to be where I want to be.
Okay.
That's the only answer because that's
it
how
is.
This country works with the money.
That's true.
That's all you hear all day long, all day long. So-and-so corporation got the money. So-and-so went public. So-and-so with the money, with the money, with the money, with the money, with the money. That's all you
okay.
hear.
Yeah.
And that's the answer.
It is the answer.
And these people are yeah. bullshitting people, man.
That's right.
All of them. Look what happened to poor to Maureen with Mary.
I know.
You know?
That's the worst thing I could think of right now. Seriously. I mean, I want to just go there to these people, and I want to just, I'm mad, but I can't be mad. I just got to, you know, be a little patient, and then
well,
then
you got
it will
you
happen.
Got
it.
You don't have
so
the money.
Good.
You got to play their game and
yep.
and just hope
yeah.
that,
it balances
you know,
up.
She makes
yeah.
it through.
Yeah.
They try to pull a fast one. The only weapon we have is, you know, the media.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe if you get a lawyer who gives a damn.
That's right. Yeah.
But if you don't have the money, what the hell are you going to do?
Right.
The nursing home has the money to protect you.
That's right.
But
that's
they're not
it.
Using it for that.
No, they aren't.
The agency has the money to protect
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
But they're not using
that's
it for that.
True. No, they're not.
They all should have a sister corporation.
Yeah, they should.
To keep the person out. Let's go to the phone. Is anybody on the line?
Maureen.
Huh?
Hold on. Maureen.
All right, we have Maureen from Queens on the line.
Yeah,
and
I just got to make sure I can get to the... Oh, I hate this.
Let's take her phone call.
Yeah, okay, hold on, fine. Okay.
Inner sight. Around the world.
Oh, Maureen, but turn off. What the heck? Really, I mean, that's a stupid thing. She got that.
I can't understand what you... Stop babbling on the air. Just get the call.
No, I just said she got the ear. Now she's back. Okay. Here, let me... No?
You got to learn not to babble while you're doing these things. Inner sight, 213-816-1650. And we'll see if we can get a phone call. One of our regular people. Maureen. Hello.
Nope. Not there. Now she is. Let me see if I can get her.
All right. Call
I'm
back
here.
In.
Hello?
Oh, there
yeah.
she
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
No.
Yeah.
No, okay, because my phone, just before, after you were talking, it just went off, so I had to redo it again, reboot it up again. It's been acting crazy, so. I missed the first 16 minutes of the show because of this very topic, why you shouldn't be in a nursing home.
Yeah.
My mom was a little agitated today. I don't know what kind of show she was talking. I don't know. I guess she wants to get out. I think she thought the lady in the bed next to her was dead. I don't know.
Maybe something happened.
So, well, that's why. So now tonight her phone's not working. I have been talking to them about this phone issue for over a month and a half till I've become a smurf. I'm Miss Smurf. I'm blue in the face from trying to get anyone there to fix this phone. So I would have liked to have talked to her tonight to see how she's doing, but now today I get the social worker. The doctor said, if she doesn't get 24-hour around-the-clock care, she won't discharge her. Number one, 51 days ago, my mom was...
Yeah.
Say it again, Frank.
I was just talking about that, the remedy for that.
Yes.
Oh, well, I missed part of it because, like I say, I was on trying to get the damn facility
For you, Maureen, let me explain what the remedy for that is. The agency that evaluates the person, I don't care what agency it is, they're all the same, evaluates the person, should have a sister corporation, the sole purpose of which would be to raise the money to provide the care that the state won't provide, to make sure that the person can get out of the nursing home and stay out. That's the answer.
Well,
and none of them have it because they don't give
a
damn.
You know, she was evaluated by the Medicare people. They said she could go home. Then after the law, we had to pick three of the plans. Okay, we did that. Then we went with age. Well, I don't know why they weren't doing it, and they did it. But we were with Arch Care. Now she's supposed to get 70 hours. Now I'm told by the social worker that the doctor, if she doesn't get around the clock, she can't discharge her. I said, when did she say that? Oh, today. I said, when did when did she find out my mom is leaving? Today. First of all, May 11th, my mom was evaluated, and it was that she could leave. This is 51 days later. When were they going to inform the doctor, who I've been asking to speak to the doctor for weeks on end? I'm also become Miss Smurf from that, too, because nobody bothers to call her and tell her. I'm sick of it. When was the doctor going to be informed that my mom is leaving? Plus, they supposedly put the letter and everything in because she needed... Who did that letter? Now, I've been talking to three people today who say this is just a plan so they won't get her out of the nursing home. They want to keep her there.
Yes.
You need another doctor who doesn't agree with this bitch.
Yes. Yeah.
I have asked now another person in there. I am so sick of calling. You know, add to the list of Dry Harbor. Don't anyone ever go to Silvercrest Nursing Home either. That's another one you can stay away from. I used to think they were too bad, but they're equal with Dry Harbor now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't anybody go near either one of them, because I am so sick of calling people there, and nobody answers the phone. Nobody calls back. I am just tired of it. Tired of it. Mm-hmm. The man from Agewell who wanted to do the evaluation next week with my mom, he said, he called Monday. So now 2 days, because, of course, Miss Social Worker couldn't answer her phone Monday, although I was told by the head social worker she was in. So now this is the third day he called. So she said, oh, give him my number and have him call me. So the man did. Still no answer. Now, tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow I'm going to the nursing home, and excessive rides coming early, and I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to talk to these fucking, pardon my language, I'm sorry, these bitches, and get things straightened out, because I've had enough. I had speaking of that before, Frank.
Maureen.
Yeah.
If you talk to this doctor, it's a female, right?
Yes, Patel, which there are a million Patels.
Yeah, if you talk to her, tell her, since she's so concerned about your mom, right, 24-hour care, would she be willing to fight for that for her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She should.
Well,
that's
you don't
how
have
you
to worry, because I'm sure I'll not be speaking
would
to her.
Would she be willing to talk to the news
media
about it?
Yeah, she should be.
You know? And demand that she gets it.
Right.
Would she be willing
to
do that?
She demands that she gets that.
That's the only way. That's the only way you're going to find out if she's really sincere or she's just promoting the nursing home. Which is
right. Yeah.
That's how you should approach this.
Right.
You know, okay, you want my mom to have this care? Will you fight for it?
Yeah.
Would you talk to the media with me? I'll go before the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bet you any money she'll have some excuse.
That's right. I'll bet you any money too.
There's the answer to that one. See, these people don't want the answer. They're all phonies.
Yes, they are.
They don't want the answer. Let's see what she says.
Yeah, I agree with Frank.
You want Intersight to call or I'll call her?
She's not going to stand. No, she isn't. I agree with that more than anything else.
We'll call her from Intersight. Call her together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
There's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
She's so concerned. Get her the 24/7.
That's right.
You're a doctor.
That's right.
There it is.
Yeah.
What do you think, Maureen?
I think we should try it.
Maureen, you there? I think we lost her.
I think we lost her, too. She doesn't have
all right, Intersight. Maureen, call back in if you're hearing us.
Yeah, please. I'm going to look. Hold on.
You see, all these things.
And Maureen, I don't see her again.
All right, right. Quiet, quiet. All these things have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
All these things have a way that you can work them, you know. The thing is, do the people want to work them?
That's it.
You know, do they want to do this? Do they really care about people? Or are they just, you know, blowing out hot air and making believe that they care? That's mostly what it is.
That's exactly
you know, you put it to them, and then you really find out what they're about.
What they're made of. You know what happened? I told you what happened to me today. When they were talking about the traumatic brain injury program, very similar to the nursing home, waiver program, this traumatic brain injury program, but just a little bit different. But they have more towards the head injury. You know, they just do support the head injury program. And
they gotta put the money in your name, in the person's name.
They
otherwise, it's no good.
Yeah.
You know, and tell them in a site. We'll help them fight for that.
I will.
You know,
definitely.
They're afraid to do it. You know.
Yeah.
Give up. Join with us. We'll do it.
I know. I'll do that. I will definitely do that.
Tell them we'll be their spokesperson.
It's going to be fun. See how they answer that.
If they're afraid to do it, you know.
Right.
We will be their spokesperson.
Yeah. Maureen's back, by the way.
So, you know, see how far you get. You know what they'll tell you? Oh, we can't help you.
We can't do that. We have to go corporate and ask. You know that.
That's the only answer, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the only answer there'll ever be with this system.
I know.
You know. And now we see what we talked about last night. Remember I said last night, don't trust these people.
Mm.
They pull the rug out from him. Well, here it is.
Yeah, the rug is
doctor being pulled. The doctor with the 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
You know, I knew something was wrong when I heard a doctor from from within the office, how they keep you there waiting while they're seeing other patients, and then they come, you know, to your exam room. Well, he was flaunting and raving about how much he made, you know, from each patient. I was like, first of all, I wouldn't be doing that where your patients were. I wouldn't even be doing it. Period.
All of
okay.
these people, all of these people who work for these places, believe that the person is there to die. That's what moved them.
Yeah,
that's how they think. That's how they operate. That's what they're taught. That's what they're told by the supervisor.
Yeah.
You know, the programs are just to give people false hope.
Yeah, it's sad.
To make the state look good. That's all it is. It's not real. If it was real, the damn money would be in the account for the person.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what it is. That's all it is. And it's never going to change until InnerSight gets the money. That's the only way it's going to change.
I want to say something. You get the money, and you get it in large sums. That is going to be some hellraising, I'll tell you. It really is.
That's the only way it's going to change.
I know.
Because these people...
What would you do first? I would start helping people.
Kiss the ass of the state.
You would?
Totally
I
do.
Would see that happening.
All right, InnerSight, reasons why people shouldn't be in nursing homes. 213-816-1650. And don't forget, we're on television tonight at 11. 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Tomorrow night on the Alt 7:30 channel 20. Still got the reruns on. Friday night is the Firecracker Funnies. Did you ever buy a used firecracker?
No, I'd be too afraid.
We'll tell you about that.
Have you ever
Friday
bought
night.
One? Have you
Tune
ever bought one of used?
You'll find out Friday night. All right, InnerSight.
I have Maureen back, by the way.
Oh, all right.
All right. So
all right,
I'm gonna,
Maureen
I'm bring
from
her
Queens.
In, okay? Okay, here she comes.
Back on the line. Hello.
Hi, she's coming. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Well, I spoke to 3 or 4 people today that said, you know, that's probably a stalling tactic. And to, you know, just move on and see what, you know, can be done about getting
what's happening.
Out. Mm-hmm. Because they said if I'm going to be there, I am the overnight person.
Yeah, you are like my husband. He's the overnight
yeah,
person.
Because the lady from Arch Care today, before all this crapola started, said that she sleeps well through the night. She doesn't need any, you know, there's not, the only thing maybe if she had to be changed. And the lady from Arts Care said she could be changed before the night shift goes and when in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And if there's any accident. So, you know, so, mm-hmm. I mean, but where did this come from all of a sudden when this social worker, not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, as I've said before, when was she going to tell? She's been talking in person to the lady from Arts Care, too. Why didn't she say, oh, the doctor has no knowledge of this, that she's going to be leaving or anything? Or if I'm allowed to speak, you know, it's almost like, I swear to God, sometime, like when I spoke to the head social worker today, trying to find, oh, I think her first name is Rena. You think? The woman's been there how many years? You think her name is Rena? You know, I mean, if I could, it's almost like a communism anymore. I swear to God, if you ask
now,
to speak.
Now, they're talking over your head. That's what it feels like, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just tell the truth. You're trying to keep her money because that's what you want. You don't give a damn about her. It's her money you care about.
Right.
The man from
any
Westchester
place,
spoke to
excuse me, Maureen, any place yeah. that operates on the premise that a person is there to die is from the devil.
That's right.
That's my
exactly.
observation.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I don't know why she, you know why I think she probably was a little upset today? Because it's probably hot there, and she probably didn't have enough to drink.
Right.
Because,
that's
you know, these people, a lot of these people that work in these places love the heat because they're from these countries that are hot.
Well, it's not only
so they
that,
love
too.
The warmth.
Oh, yeah, but it's not only that. You got to also take into consideration that, you know, they've been hot all day, the patients, and your mom is kind of, you know, looking to get out right now, and she's seeing, you
looking
know,
to get what?
The light at the
yeah.
end of the tunnel. Yeah.
Right, right. So she's, because it was just a whole bunch, and I would have liked to have talked to her tonight, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, these people, because I said, you know, she's hot, this was, you know, other time. Oh, it's cool here. Well, you know, she's the patient that you're getting money from. You go by what
right.
she says, not by you. If
right,
you want
right.
to pay for
not
her staying there, then you can be hot or cold and pay for it.
Right.
But,
you know, the
I
other
mean,
thing
just,
the other thing is, and I spoke today to the news about this. The story will be out mm-hmm. next week. Where mm-hmm. is the Americans with Disability Act? Where do they protect a person in a circumstance
yeah.
like this?
They don't.
What good is that law?
They're all full of baloney. They're full of my grandmother's maiden name, Malarkey.
I remember that.
Well, let me tell you, Maureen,
once in a while.
Let me just tell the world that after all this, if they don't let Mary out of that place, Intersight is going to pull out every damn plug that we have. We
mm-hmm.
are going to kick their hell ass.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the commitment from Intersight. I'm going to call upon all my friends and everybody
yeah,
to
uh-huh.
do something about this if they try to double-cross you now.
Right.
Just
right.
so you know, you got us, man.
You do got us.
Well, if she couldn't get out, and this was the malarkey again, they should have just said from the get-go, we think it's best she stay in. And before I went through a month and a half of hell of finding agencies, finding health care plans. I mean, I've told you guys what I've gone through so far with all this nonsense. Because,
yeah,
of course,
know.
Getting in is one thing.
We've heard it every
getting
night.
Getting out is, you know.
We heard it every
I know.
Night.
Yeah. I know. So why didn't they just say, oh, you know, we've discussed it with Dr. Craphead, and she said she shouldn't go out. It's best she stay in,
right.
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Or if I had, was able to speak
whatever.
To the doctor
yeah.
instead of being kept from the doctor for all this time, I could have spoken to the doctor and, you know, spoken and explained.
Mm-hmm.
I've told my mom she's so happy about leaving because she hates it there. She wants to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then now this will burst her bubble. And I know way is this going to happen. She's getting out
no.
one way or the other.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Well, we discussed it. Against medical advice, too. You got that. You got that out.
Yeah, but I don't think you can get Medicare, all the things then. if you do that.
We'll get it.
Yeah.
We'll find
fight it.
We'll get it. We'll find a way to get it.
You know, so.
Yes, we will.
But, I mean, I can't pay for two apartments anymore. That's ridiculous. I have a roommate who would like to know if he has to find another roommate or not. Everything is up in the air. And all because of red tape and nonsense and Medicaid garbage and all. I mean, 51 days ago, this should have been discussed 51 days ago. You don't wait till, you know, the month before and everything. These are the people, this is another reason why, stay away from Silvercrest as well as Dry Harbor. He couldn't even know, the stupid social worker, that my mom had the two COVID vaccines. If I weren't on the phone that day, they wouldn't have had a clue.
He would have never known.
I had to get that mess straightened out.
Oh, God, help me.
And then, I'm told,
cannot tolerate people without any knowledge like that. That would really, and they have it so
you
easy
know,
to go on the computer and look it up. It really bothers
yeah.
me that way.
Well, then the supervisor looks it up. Oh, yes, she had her second one in January 13th. I said, that couldn't be the second one. That has to be the first. I know she didn't get the first one around Christmas. So then,
right.
Let me go check. So a while later, maybe an hour and a half later, I called. That was the first one. She got the second one on February 3rd. I mean, what the heck? Where did they just write these down on post-it notes and throw them all around the building? And then if you find them, you happen to... Why isn't all this information together?
Why isn't it all on her chart? Why isn't there a bracelet on everybody's hand saying one first COVID, second COVID? What the hell? You know?
Because we have monkeys running the computer. No, monkeys would probably be more intelligent. I shouldn't insult monkeys.
But they probably know better.
They would. They'd be more intelligent. They really are more intelligent than half of what's working in these places.
Yes.
I mean, if I were, because the lady from Archcast said we wouldn't be able to give her them again because if they didn't know for sure. And her health care plan meeting consisted of the dietitian and the social worker. There was not one medical person on that health care plan meeting. And then the social worker has the nerve to say, Maureen, do you have any other medical questions? There should have been a nurse or somebody on that health care plan meeting.
Right.
But so many have left, and there are a lot of new ones there, lots of new ones. I was even told they have hired 14
you
new
know
ones.
What?
Because
I'll tell you
a lot of
left.
Nurses are leaving. I'm sorry, Susan?
Yeah, they're leaving because they just are trying to get a new job and get out of there. Sometimes must be fishy, smelling kind of fishy. Sorry, I had to say
they're
that.
They're leaving
that,
because
that
it's... The pandemic, you know, that scamdemic. And now Dr. Fauci says there's going to be two Americas now, the vaccinated and
he's
the non-vaccinated.
Stupid. He's so stupid. I hate to say it. I can't tolerate him anymore. I really can't.
You what? Say it again.
I can't tolerate any of these doctors anymore, really.
No, people aren't going to pay one damn bit of attention because, you know, what's gone on, and then we're going to have this stupidity of two Americas, one that's vaccinated. They want people to get this crap put in their arms.
What? Oh, God.
That's what they want, you know, because Slow Joe didn't get his amount of people that he wanted for the 4th of July cheeseburger in the backyard, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Please help me. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
please
people are smartening up.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Yeah. You know what? Cause there
sorry, guys, for ranting, but
that...
it's just getting too much. Too much.
Yeah.
All this
oh, Louis,
red tape and...
it's too late.
I'm sorry.
Lou, you're too late. 50 seconds on the show.
Oh, that's all that's left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did Frank go?
I don't know. He's there. His light is on. His mic is on. Well, I think I'm going to have to end the show. Hey, Frank, you there?
I guess.
You sleeping?
I don't know. He just was gone.
I don't know what happened to him. I think he has a problem with his mic. Oh, well.
I know.
So
the phones, everybody's whacking. These
are you there, Frank? No, I guess he's not. Or did he just step away a second? Okay, I'm just going to end the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's InnerSight tonight, and the phone number is 631-224-3090, and the cell 631-478-3590, and we have some television shows. I think one is tonight at 11 o'clock. You could get the Spirit Channel on the Spirit Channel, and you just go to get that on MNM.org, and you could get it that way. And I think I overwent the show. That's okay. We'll just keep talking. And then you also have on Altice as well. So you could get that information off of our website, and that is, InnerSight info, and you can get it there. Okay, good evening and good night, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody. And that's it, everybody. It's a wrap. Take care, everybody. Good night.